We welcome you this morning to our services here at Grace Bible Church. We trust that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and we're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. I was reading Philippians chapter 4 this week as meditated on, especially on verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And I was thinking of the practical application of that is that every time you go to prayer, you should always go with thanksgiving. How do you incorporate thanksgiving into your daily life? Well, every time you go to prayer, don't let it begin with, "Lord, I need this." No. Lord, giving praise unto His holy name with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And as you go to the end of the chapter here, and I had no idea that Mr. O'Pager was going to emphasize what he did this morning in Sunday school, but verse 18 says, "But I have all and abound." This was Paul's statement. "I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from him, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And I wrote down this little four-point outline from that verse 19 there as Paul rejoices in the sacrificial gift that was sent to him by Epaphroditus. First of all, in verse 19, we see enablement, "my God." Okay. Then there's encouragement, "shall supply." Then there is empowerment, "all your need." And then finally, enrichment, "according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Four little simple points there, but show us as believers that we can be full. Not full of what the world... The world is never full, by the way. The world is always on empty. Have you ever gotten your vehicle and you go to start it up and you look down there and the little light comes on, it's got the little gas pump on it that says it's time to go fill up with gas, and oh, well, I got to go down there again and fill up the gas tank. Well, that's how the world lives. It's always on empty. But the child of God, as we read here by Paul, "I have all and abound, I am full." How can you be on full? "My God shall supply all your need according to the riches and glory of Christ Jesus our Lord." That's how we're full. And you have to come to Him when you have a need or when you have something that you are requesting from God. You've got to come with a heart of thanksgiving. Paul had gone to the Lord, "We've got needs." And the Lord used another group to meet those needs. He says, "I'm on full because I went to the Lord and I went to the Lord with thanksgiving in my heart." As we gather together today to worship the Lord, let us do so with a spirit of thanksgiving. As you open your hymn books and as you sing the hymns that are on our schedule today, enter into worship with a spirit of thanksgiving. Don't just let the words go by and, "Well, I'm singing another hymn, it's time for prayer now," and whatever. Don't let your heart slip into the doldrums. Let your heart be lifted up in praise and adoration and enter into the words of the singing of these hymns. And may the Lord Jesus Christ be the focus of your heart this morning as we worship Him.